Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How did Vince McMahon react to the Charlotte Flair-Becky Lynch confrontation on SmackDown? We'll talk about it. Plus, we have an injury update on Lance Archer following that scary moment on Dynamite and some scrapped plans from Bound for Glory this past weekend. For Monday, October the 25th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
The Raw Women's title. This is a massive ordeal. It takes forever to become champion. To just hand over your title has to be incredibly difficult.
A tense moment on Friday Night SmackDown between Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. You will have no doubt heard by now that that wasn't quite how things were meant to go. Sure, it needed an edge. Don't think it needed that much of an edge. So there was some stickiness behind the scenes. For this segment, Charlotte Flair worried about coming across as weak, having to hand her title over. This led to a moment in the ring between Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, with Charlotte dropping her championship on the floor as opposed to handing it to Sonya Deville. This led to Becky Lynch getting frustrated that Charlotte was trying to make her look weak, and Becky Lynch ended up throwing the belt at Charlotte instead. They got into an altercation behind the scenes, and there's a lot of unrest in the locker room as a result of this. Now, we talked more about it on the wrestling news over the weekend with Adam and Sam, but a few more details have come to light since that Saturday. TalkSport have led this one. Sources close to them saying that Vince McMahon was very unhappy that Charlotte Flair left the gorilla position where the altercation took place after the segment without talking to him personally. Vince McMahon seemingly a voyeur as both Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair were kicking off at one another. And that's something that you know will not sit well with Vince McMahon if he was there and he watched it all go down. A source close to the Wrestling Observer says, "It's a tricky situation. Does WWE just hand Charlotte Flair over to AEW?" That was a big part of conversation over the weekend, what with Andrade tweeting out F-U WWE and a lot of people suggesting and insinuating that stuff like this is Charlotte trying to get out of her contract with WWE. So the source close to the WWE said to the Observer, does WWE just hand her over to AEW? They also note in the report with the Observer that if she is disciplined, they would also seemingly have to discipline other people for their behavior backstage as well, suggesting that there's a few other people with some troubling behind the scenes conduct that if they're going to pull Charlotte Flair up on it, they'll have to pull them up on it too. They end by saying they have their hands full with this situation. And when we know more about what's going on between Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Lance Archer. Moonsault. Pro!
Archer landed on his head on that.
He under-rotated as we see one of the hottest free agents of pro wrestling, Tony Nese, looking on.
I like his title, premier athlete.
Yeah, he is. And look, you see they're checking on Lance Archer now.
Archer under-rotated on that moonsault. Bryce Remsburg checking in. Can Archer continue?
You can see it again. See, watch him land on his head here. Whoa!
And if Archer can even continue, this could be the opportunity Kingston needed to get back into this fight.
The door's not wide open, but there's a crack in it. Is it big enough for
for Eddie to walk through and get a win.
A scary moment from Lance Archer and Eddie Kingston's match on AEW Dynamite this past Saturday. Lance Archer going for a moonsault and landing on his head. We saw the medics quickly rush in to check him. The match ended shortly afterwards. We were happy to see Lance Archer able to walk to the back on his own power. That was a relief for many people. Last night, Lance Archer put out a tweet saying, "We choose to do this and take our health and lives in our hands every night. I've done that move hundreds of times over my career, just under-rotated. Could have been much worse. Thank you to all at AEW for taking amazing care of me and protecting me. I'll be back." Nothing but love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And a full recovery to Lance Archer. We're now looking at Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson in the second round of the Eliminator tournament. I'm quite up for that, won't mind saying. But mainly, get well, Lance Archer. New Japan fans caught a glimpse of an old flame after the G1 climax. Okada hinted that he didn't want to carry a briefcase around with him to signify his title opportunity, and hinted at bringing back the old IWGP Championship, the one that was taken away in favor of the new winged one that was worn by Ibushi and Will Ospreay and now Tagaki. What happened at the Road to Power struggle just after the G1 climax is Okada came true on his words, and he is now walking around with the old school IWGP Heavyweight Championship, suggesting, implying that we will see the return of that particular prestigious title belt should Okada win the belt at Wrestle Kingdom. I must admit, it is a much nicer belt. Kylie Rae put out a heartbreaking post on social media over the weekend saying, "Due to unforeseen circumstances, I will not be able to perform at Freelance Underground and NWA this weekend, nor AAW next weekend." Kylie revealed that she'd suffered a mental health relapse and was masking ongoing pain with marijuana and alcohol. She apologized to anyone who is let down, including the fans and the promotions that she was booked for. We send all our best once more to Kylie Rae. There's been a lot of tough news around the wrestling world this morning, featuring some that we hold very close to our hearts. Jim Ross has been diagnosed with skin cancer. He tweeted out, "Skin cancer confirmed, waiting on radiology study to determine best treatment, likely radiation, feeling great and ready to attack." All the best to Jim Ross, who did indeed work Dynamite and doesn't seem to have a break in his schedule despite what's going on. But I would imagine if he's having radiation, he may take some time away, but he'll do whatever is best for him. And Jimmy Rave posted last night, this ripped my heart out. So Jimmy Rave shared a photo on Twitter revealing, "After apparently it is time for me to come clean, this past June I began having trouble walking and went to my surgeon. He determined I had MRSA in both legs and they needed to be amputated immediately." This is Jimmy Rave, who lost his arm as a result of infection not that long ago, and has now had both legs amputated as well. Jimmy Rave is looking for support for medical bills, and he's a guy who gave his body to wrestling. And if you do want to support him You can go to at the Jimmy Rave on Twitter for details on how to. Jimmy Rave and I had an amazing conversation on Desert Island Graps for the Cultaholic podcast feed. And the story that the journey he has been on, it really felt like he was coming round and things were starting to get better. And this is just such a blow to it. And if you can support Jimmy Rave in any way, even if it's just sharing the post and sharing his story, please do so. Nothing but love to Jimmy Rave today. Nothing but love. An AEW debut for a former WWE star. So this was at the Dark tapings in Orlando, Florida. Tony Nese finally got in the ring for AEW. It's been rumored for a little bit that Tony Nese was going to be part of the company. And there he is now in the center of the ring. And you know what? What a great fit for AEW he's going to be. I'm very excited to see what Tony Nese can do. Another title match added to AEW Full Gear, as well as Hangman Adam Page getting his match against Kenny Omega for the AEW World title. The AEW Women's Championship on the line as Britt Baker defends against Ty Conti, the biggest match of Ty's wrestling career, without a shadow of a doubt. I didn't see that written down on Tony Khan's piece of paper. Maybe he's added it recently. At NWA's By Any Means Necessary last night, we saw the NWA World Heavyweight Champion Trevor Murdoch attacked by somebody from the crowd and get beaten down. That man turned out to be former WWE star Mike Knox. Now, Knox has been involved in WWE and Impact. He was part of the ECW reboot from WWE. He challenged for the world title inside the Elimination Chamber in 2009. And he did stuff in Impact Wrestling that was part of like a carnival type faction. Really liked some of the stuff that Knox started doing in Impact many years ago. And now he's back as part of the NWA and looks like he has a date with the NWA World Champion Trevor Murdoch. From the same era of Mike Knox, let's talk Boogeyman. He's coming to get you, apparently. The Boogeyman has been contacted by WWE for some Halloween-related things, apparently. We could see the Boogeyman making a WWE return this week. Seems fitting. Maybe at Halloween Havoc, just maybe. And over the weekend, we had Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory. Great night of wrestling from Impact Wrestling. And not quite the way that they wanted it to go down. A few scrapped debuts for Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory. This comes from Fightful Select, who say there were three names they wanted to have rock up at Bound for Glory. One of them was Adam Scheer, known as Braun Strowman. We've talked about this a few times now. Sean Ross Sapp says they've both had talks, Strowman and Impact, but no deal is currently in place. At number two, Bray Wyatt, formerly or now known as Wyndham Rotunda. Fievel says there is a deal to bring Wyatt to Impact that is not close to happening just yet. They were hoping it might be something they could have got sorted for Bound for Glory. That has not transpired. And the other one is the artist formerly known as Bronson Reed, now known as Jonah. Fievel say that he was actually booked for Impact Wrestling, but was then unbooked for an undisclosed reason. They are taping for several weeks of Impact Wrestling. They taped yesterday and they're taping again tonight. If you don't want to know which star turned up at the tapings, then you might want to stop the podcast now. Thanks very much for listening. Stay safe and love you. Bye. You're still here. Cool. New Japan's Minoru Suzuki made his official debut for Impact Wrestling last night and squared up to Josh Alexander. We're looking like tonight at the tapings, we're getting Josh Alexander versus Minoru Suzuki. I want to see Alexander get back into the title hunt. And if he has to do it by going over Minoru Suzuki, that's an amazing feather in the cap for him as well. Check out the Twitch feed later today, twitch.tv/cultaholic. It's me and you and one man Shakespeare. I will not stop streaming until I have performed a one man performance of Romeo and Juliet. I don't know why I set these things to myself. 1 p.m. BST if you want to get involved with that. It'd be lovely to have you as part of it. Check out the YouTube channel if you missed it over the weekend. Check out the true story of the first ever exclusive wrestling channel, TWC, the wrestling channel, has quite the tale to tell behind it. And you can find out all about it at youtube.com/cultaholic. Plus, over the weekend, I gave all the new NXT debuts a temperature check to see who is hot and who is not. That's at youtube.com/cultaholic as well. On the podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast from, wherever you get this podcast from, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review will be in your podcast feed by the end of play today. It is Jatkins and I watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning to the very bitter end. And we are on the road to WWF In Your House 4. Find out how we get there on the podcast feed later today. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.